Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
105.7 FM, The Fan. You can catch us on the AM at 1250 and everywhere, radio.com. Streaming worldwide. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Brewers continue their spring training. A nice weekend for them. I don't think they lost a game all weekend. Some good performances. Some could use a little work, but again, that's what this is for. It's practice time. No practice for Adam McAlvey. He's doing the real thing down there. Brewers.com, MLB.com. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Adam.
It's all practice for me.
Coach McAlvey. All right, I'm going to ask the same question to you as I did Tim Allen a little while ago. What's going on with Jeremy Jeffress?
Yes, shoulder weakness. I mean, why it happened is a question they don't have the answer for. If they do, they're not saying it. He did a lot of work in the offseason. He talked to us about that, yoga, stuff like that. I mean, he came in feeling ready. The shoulder just wasn't ready for whatever reason. So they shut it down. Do a bunch of strengthening, and then started back up today with playing catch. But, you know, opening day is looking tight, if you ask me. I mean, they're not ruling out opening day. They're talking about wanting to be ready. But then Council has that, you know, the way he put it was, you know, opening day is not the target. The season is the target. So I don't think they're going to rush him just to get him ready for that ceremony, you know, to stand on the foul line. They want to get him healthy for the season because of how important he was last year. And think about his last year, because, you know, this is a question that I think they're going to face in a couple of areas. Is, are they going to pay a price for the miles that they logged on some of their pitchers last year? Because Jeremy Jeffress pitched 73 times, led the team. And obviously late he became the closer, basically. But think about what he did early in the season, too, where he was that sixth-inning closer specialist, where they'd get in a bases-loaded jam or a tight spot in the fifth, sixth inning. Jeremy Jeffress would be the guy always to come into those. So he logged these high-pressure, really, you know, challenging innings early in the year, even before he got back to the ninth. So, you know, that's a lot of wear and tear on your body and your mind. And you know, the off season was shortened, and all those factors I think go into what he's dealing with right now. And you know, I don't think he's going to be the only reliever that we ask this question about this season. If a guy goes through a patch where he doesn't feel great, and we'll see whether anybody else is impacted by this.
Anytime we're talking rotator cuff, I just get a little edgy. We're talking about a pitcher and all that. Is there any concern that maybe there might be a tear, a sprain? Because man, that's you're messing with something, obviously, as Jimmy Nelson could attest to, something serious there.
Yeah, well, I mean, no, I don't think they think that right now, because they haven't gone ahead and you know, they haven't looked at that. They think they're pretty confident that this is an issue of just getting him properly strengthened in that area. Guys do their own thing sort of in the off season, their own workouts, their own throwing, and, you know, he feels like he got his body ready, but again, the shoulder just wasn't ready. So for whatever reason, if this thing doesn't respond, then you got to do some more examination of what's going on.
Talking with Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. My goal today is to get a nice little nap in. So
What time should I expect the tweet from you that says Jimmy Nelson had a setback in his inning and he's going to be pushed back? I mean, I'm excited that he's back on the mound, but as I've talked about with you, I still just see a lot of boy who cried wolf scenario here.
Well, what do you mean boy who cried wolf?
I feel like Jimmy knows he's done but won't admit it to himself.
Wow. I don't know. That would be big news.
See, you're the reporter. I'm in the hot take industry. So yeah. That's the hot take I've chosen for this week.
Well, based on the way he walks around and the intent that he does everything with and the intensity, and he does not look like a guy who knows he's done. He looks like
it just when I've been around him or when I see interviews of him, it seems like he's unwilling to admit that he's even hurt, or it's never as bad as it actually is. And that's great to have that attitude, but yeah. It's been a year and a half now, so I start to think, you know, when I see it, I'll see it. But right now, I still think he's a long way away.
Well, you'll hear it today. The game's not televised, but you'll hear it today. So he's pitching against the White Sox. You know, this will be the first time he pitches against a player in a different uniform in 18 months. So it's a significant day. I think they have Chacin lined up first. I don't know if Jimmy Nelson comes right after that. I would assume so, but so he'll get in there in the middle of the game. So your nap should end probably at, you know, maybe, what do you think? But the game's now at 3 your time, so maybe 4 o'clock you should be up and listening to the boys on WTMJ. So
never heard of her.
Yeah, okay, sorry about that. So, I mean, look, he's got a pitch. He's just got a pitch. That's how we're going to know the answer to whether, you know, where he's at and if he's done or if he's going to help him or if he's somewhere in between. He's just got a lot of these innings, and each time he takes a step, it's, you know, you have a little bit more information. The notable thing I'll tell you, after he pitched that sim game the other day, he pitched on this backfield at Maryvale. Eric Kratz was hitting, Nottingham was catching, a bunch of minor leaguers were in there too, kind of an inner squad game. The whole front office was there, some fans were there, but I mean, this is a backfield at 9:30 in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning. I forget what time they did it, but it was, you know, it was as spring training a setting as you can possibly get. And Jimmy throws his 2 innings, and then he talks to us kind of as he's walking back to the clubhouse. And he was pissed. Like, he was really mad. And he thought at first something went wrong, and he wasn't feeling good or whatever, but I mean, he was mad. But what he was mad about was that he, like, missed some spots to Eric Kratz and walked him. And then it led to a couple of runs. A minor leaguer got a triple and then a bouncing ball up the middle for a hit and 2 runs scored. And he was so mad about giving up 2 runs in an inter-squad game. This came as like the greatest news to Craig Counsell, because instead of talking about the shoulder or how he felt or just, you know, how he was bouncing back after sitting for a bit and then coming back out for a second inning, he was mad about execution. And that, to the manager, felt like a little milestone. Like, we're talking about pitching again instead of talking about health. So for whatever that's worth, the manager was very encouraged by that backfield session. And now he gets to do it in an A game in the stadium with people in the seats. And, you know, that's another step forward for him. So, look, I don't have your answer. No one knows what he's going to give them this season. But they're going to go through all the work to get him ready. And, you know, this is this guy's career on the line. And he's the one thing you can say is that he's done everything he can possibly do to get back. You cannot question whether this guy gave the effort. And now,
yeah, that's
if
a good
the shoulder
point.
Response, he'll help him. And if he's anything like he was a couple of years ago, he can help him a lot. And that would be a big boost for the pitching group.
Counsell was asked over the weekend about Eric Thames. And Counsell came out and said, hey, you know what? It might be tough getting Thames some at-bats. What did you read into that?
Well, my read, every time he gets asked about Eric Thames, is that he's on the team. Mm-hmm. When I do my little roster projection, which I hate to do because with all these moving parts the way they have, it's really hard to figure out who they're going to actually, again, stand there on the foul lines on opening day and who's going to be part of the season somewhere down the line. I think those are two separate questions for this team, and it's a big group that's going to help during the season, and it's really hard to tell you who's going to be there on opening day. But I think Eric Thames is going to be there on opening day. Out of options, left-handed bat. He's been really good at stretches, particularly early in seasons. He's the backup to Aguilar, gives him a lefty bat to go with Aguilar, the right-handed hitter. When you do the roster, what you run into at the end of it, if you go with 13 pitchers, is you get this group of Thames, Spangenberg, and Tyler Saladino, and it feels like you can only take one of them. Spangenberg has options. That's one of the things they liked. An option. That's one of the things they liked when they signed him. I think he's going to definitely play for this team this year. They think there's more power in there. Another lefty bat. He can play all over the diamond. He's seen a lot of outfield this spring, so he can play literally all over infield and outfield. But when you do the opening day project, it feels like you can only take one. And every time Cliff Counsell is asked about Eric Thames, he talks about him as if he's on the team. So I think Thames is in there, and I think Counsell's point was, you know, the outfield, he can play the outfield if you need him to. Counsell has admitted, you know, it wasn't great last year when Thames was out in the outfield. They're clear-eyed about that. So it looks like it's going to be, you know, pretty much first base pinch hitting, and that just means that it's going to be limited at bats because Jesus Aguilar is a guy that they're going to play a lot. They're going to play him every day, basically. So, you know, it's one of those sort of insurance policy things. I think it's organizational depth. If something happens to Jesus Aguilar, now Eric Thames becomes, again, a really important player for you. And basically their roles are reversed from where they were at this time last year when we were debating whether Jesus Aguilar was going to make the team. So I think the fact that Aguilar did make the team and did what he did, it shows you that, you know, keeping guys in the interest of depth can end up being a really smart decision if the certain chain of events happen.
As much as you hate doing the projections, it's what I'm looking at right now, column on Brewers.com. For the rotation.
I hated it the second it was posted.
The rotation you had, Chacin, Chase, Davies, Woodruff, and Burns. And my question is not so much, is it going to be Woodruff or Burns or Peralta? What are they going to do with the guys that it's not? So I'm all hung up on the idea that I don't want, like, Woodruff to stay on the team but be in the pen. I want these guys to be starters, so I guess I would rather they go down to San Antonio and stay starters so that when they're needed as starters, if Chase or Davies don't work out, they can come back. I just remember Woodruff. It seemed like he was always, the last 2 years, he's been up and down and stretch out and reliever. I want some consistency there. Do we have an indication what the plan will be?
Nothing is 100% because it's a puzzle, and you've got to look at the whole puzzle at once, and it depends what your needs are in the pen. So they lost Bobby Wall, potentially won't have Jeremy Jeffress on opening day. You lose other guys, there comes a point where you need those starter types in your pen to start the season because you just need their arm. I mean, that's where they're needed for the team. They're not there yet, so I think if those guys do not make the opening day roster, they start at San Antonio so that they're ready when inevitably you need a starter during the season. And again, that's the thing with this project is this is just the opening day is just opening day, and it's the pomp and circumstance and the whole deal, but it doesn't mean that's the team. And I think with the Woodruff, Burns, Peralta trio in particular, all of those guys are going to make starts this year and a meaningful number of starts. It's just a matter of whether they're on that foul line at Miller Park or whether they come up 2 weeks into the season when you need a guy. So I think that right now they have enough in the bullpen in terms of options there. Guys like Jake Petrischka is a pretty interesting guy that has, a good chance to make this team. And if that young trio, if they're not starters in the big leagues on opening day, I think you send one or more of them to San Antonio to stretch out. Adrian Hauser is a guy maybe a little more in the middle. If he's in the minors, he starts. And then if you need him as a starter, you bring him up. But he was, you know, very, very limited duty. But just what he did last year and kind of the type of arm he has, that could play in the bullpen, you know, pretty well too. So I think maybe he's a guy you may be more a little more malleable with the role about, where he comes maybe up and pitches in the pen if you need him during the season. But again, the plan of him too is to start him down at San Antonio, and then bring him up if you need him. And then Zach Brown's another guy. Don't forget about Zach Brown. He's going to start in the minors this year. And when he comes up, we'll see how they use him. He's the minor league pitcher of the year. The last two were Burns the year before and Woodruff the year before that. And the following year after they won that award, they made it up to the big leagues to pitch out of the bullpen. So, you know, we'll see. Sometimes bringing guys up to pitch out the pen is a way to control innings, get their feet wet in the major leagues, let them kind of air it out for an inning or two, let them show that they can get major league hitters out. You know, there are logical reasons why they do the bouncing around. But I think I'm sort of with you, Bart, that with those trio of young guys, it may be in their best interest to know that they're going to be starting pitchers and kind of pitch in that role as much as possible this season.
Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. Appreciate your hard work, Adam. We will talk next week.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.